This is a special series on the 500 Seconds to Joy podcast. I'm joined by my friend, Kate. She is truly a ray of sunshine. And in this Dose of Sunshine with Kate series, you're going to get to know her better. She's going to share her biblical encouragement and just her sweet mama heart with you. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to 500 Seconds to Joy. I'm your host, Stephanie. I'm so excited you're here with me today. You might hear my little one in the background because she's joining me for this recording. And I just wanted to let you know that today is a special Dose of Sunshine with Kate. Kate is talking with us just about life and just encouragement for your sweet mama heart. This is a post-pandemic pep talk. And I know that in a lot of places, it still feels like it's going on. And in some ways it is. But I want to encourage you today to just have an open mind as you listen to Kate. Listen to her words of wisdom, what she's been learning. She's learning alongside each of us. We're each on this journey together. We're in this together. And really quickly, before we get into the episode, let's read our verse of the week. This is Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then he told them a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. So I want to encourage you today, sweet friend, to pray always without becoming weary. It's a necessity. It's necessary for our souls to find that peace and joy we all want. So let's hear from Kate.
Hey, lovely sister. Long time no chat. It's Kate here from Dose of Sunshine. Happy summer to you, Mama. It's great to see life happening again and people out enjoying themselves. I hope you've been able to see some friends and family that you couldn't see last summer during the COVID pandemic. My husband and I and our four kids got to travel last month to Montana for a family trip that's been several years in the making, and it was awesome. On a smaller scale, we have been venturing out again to parks and stores and restaurants. I think one of my favorite things is seeing the beautiful faces and smiles of people in the world and smiling back at them. It's nice to be able to spark up a chat with someone at the grocery store and talk about the weather and small chat again. It's a joy I've missed so much this last year. I'm truly grateful to smile and be smiled at. I don't know about you, but for me, this is a ray of sunshine in my life right now, not just to my face, but to my soul. And I bet you have a beautiful smile that lights up the souls of the people you're around too. Can I just be honest with you about something, sisters? I know this is a safe place to share so I can open up to you all, but I have spent many days using that COVID mask to hide my tears and frown this last year. Here I am talking to you about hope and joy and all things good. But sisters, honestly, I have had many days this past year that I felt in a black hole and smiling was very hard. Actually, breathing was hard some days too. I kind of found myself in a state of COVID depression. With my situation, sure, there was a whole lot of wonderful, wonderful blessings that I can count so many, more than even on my fingers can count. But it was a very, very hard time, to say the least, for me and my husband, too. Maybe this doesn't describe your experience. I truly hope it doesn't. If you had an amazing year, that is amazing news, and we need amazing news in our world. So don't shy away from sharing it or feel like you have to cover it up. You're a ray of sunshine, lovely, and I rejoice with you. There have been many celebrations and accomplishments and blessings that have happened this past year for me too. And let's raise a glass and cheers each other. Happy birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, and babies too. Stephanie had a baby. I had a baby. Congratulations to all the other mamas that had babies too. And well done, and praise God for all these good things and more. Despite my troubles and trials, I can just count so many blessings from 2020 and 2021 too. My hubby and I bought farmland. It's so exciting. It's been our dream for many, many years now, and it actually happened. It's amazing. And we have plans to set up a manufactured home and start living there hopefully next summer. And as I said, we had a baby boy, and we also celebrated 10 years of marriage, which feels like a really big deal. And I'm really excited to be able to celebrate my anniversary with my awesome husband. These are all such dream come trues for us that I didn't honestly know that we'd ever get to have. And here we are. So it's amazing that I get to have this life. And who would have thought? I certainly did not. but I get to, and I'm so blessed and grateful. And I bet you have a whole list of your own of things that you're blessed and grateful for. 2020 was a year of pandemicking and bread making. Who wasn't making bread or some sort of baked goods? And thoughts of getting chickens or maybe a bidet on our toilet to reduce toilet paper, navigating new situations, and the fears and troubles which were that we faced. And some of us are still facing. I think we have all, for the most part, chatted a lot about these things and the unexpected joys and blessings too. Wherever we find ourselves, it seems there is a general consensus that we're ready to move onward. Post-pandemic life, here we are and here we go. Finally, the world is back in business. Yay. Let's stop a moment and praise God for that. And I know in many ways, maybe there is a ways to still go, but we're mending and it's way, way, way better. Praise God. As I emerge from my COVID cocoon, I'm finding myself a little like an awkward butterfly, just learning to fly. I realize quickly I have had some trauma that I need to heal from and work through. And I realize that my kids and I need a grace period in this time where we're transitioning out of COVID and the pandemic to a post-pandemic life. We're very eager to live life again and be out and make plans after everything. However, we are also relearning simple things that we haven't done in a while, so they are new and harder. For my kids, three of them are four under, so a year and a half is nearly half their life, and my kids are so cute and so excited to see a grocery store. It's like they're seeing it for the first time, and it's so neat for me to watch them get so excited. And it's a good reminder to me to be grateful to them. It's all like new and fun, but they're also relearning how to behave in a store, in a parking lot, and so on, when they haven't done this in this way for so long. And for my younger two, they haven't done it at all. Maybe in your situation, that wasn't the case, but for us, because I was really pregnant right before COVID and having some health issues, and then COVID started, and then we had a baby, that it's seemed like it's been quite a long time that I've had the strength to be able to go out into a store despite everything with COVID. So that's something we have enjoyed in the last month, is going back to the grocery store. (Laughs)
Oh, hey, really quickly, Stephanie here from 500 Seconds to Joy, interrupting this episode to invite you to a very special Bible study. This is the Ephesians Bible study. Amy Eilers from House of Eilers and I are hosting this two-week Bible study. We're going to read through the whole book of Ephesians together. We're going to discuss important passages. We're going to talk about what it means for us in our lives as moms. This is going to be so good, and I want you to be a part of it. So go to bit.ly/Ephesians Bible study. That's bit.ly/Ephesians Bible study. That's all one word. And what you're going to get when you sign up is an email for those four podcast episodes that we're going to be going through the whole book of Ephesians and talking about what it means. We're going to get you four emails with study questions. These are questions to reflect on. I'm going to be writing some encouragement for you, as always, and then designing some pretty phone wallpapers to just really help your mind to reflect on God's word and to remember what he has for us. He has so many good things for us, and the book of Ephesians is especially jam-packed. You're not going to want to miss this special Bible study with Amy and I. I hope you join us. Again, go to bit.ly/Ephesians Bible study. Okay, now back to the episode.
Praise God. Here we are, and now I also have one more kiddo, and my babies are now toddlers, and I need to give myself some grace as I also learn now how to parent them in these situations for the first time. Church too, our kids, especially the toddlers, haven't had really much practice being in church, in the church setting. I mean, we've come to outdoor church, and we've watched church online, and we started coming back to church with mass and all that. But now that things are more normal, we're needing to learn as a family again how to be in church and giving ourselves grace and knowing that God's just glad we're there, no matter what that's like and what we're, if it's hard, and giving ourselves some love and understanding, and the people around us too. And in many of these situations that were old situations that used to be familiar but are now new situations that feel a little bit unfamiliar, and that is okay and totally normal. We'll get there, and so will our kids. We need to give ourselves some understanding and love, and others too. It's a transition time for us all, for all of us, really, in the whole world and community. The restaurants, stores, and businesses are so amazingly perseverant and creative and resilient, but they too need grace and more patience and kindness as they transition into opening and hiring and all that's going on right now. That part I find easier for me. It's having compassion on myself. That's where I really struggle. Maybe you can relate to that too. I expect that I should know how to do things and do them very well and right away. And when I don't, I can be very mean to myself, my own worst critic. I feel like I have ridden a bike before. It's kind of like an analogy. And I should be able to do this, no sweat. So what's wrong? What's wrong with me? Well, I need to remember, right now, I have fallen off and been kicked off the bike a few times, and I am brave and beautiful getting back on the bike, and it is okay to need the training wheels for a while. It's okay to ask for help, to need to regroup, to relearn, and to rest. Go, go, mom, training wheels. I have a little joke, a side note about go-go gadget. And sometimes I'll say like, go-go mom gadget, go-go mom training wheels. This is kind of where I'm at right now. I don't need to, worry about what others think about me, and I struggle with that too. The truth is, we all have weak spots, and now more, there's nothing need to really to feel ashamed about. And now more than ever, I need to turn to Jesus and trust that He is holding me up, and He is my helmet. He is everything. He will take care of everything I need, that all of us need, and He is here with us. He's here with us, girls. He loves us dearly. And God is here cheering us on. He is right there with us. And He is also cheering us on, saying, "You can do this." He is ready to give us encouragement and understanding and bravery. When we don't have it in ourselves, He has it ready for us to not only get back on the bike, but to pedal for us, steer the wheel, and get us back doing wheelies again. Yeah, we'll be the Dirt Biking Mom Club. I am realizing I am like a student in the school of life, and it's humbling. And we need to give ourselves understanding and grace and permission to learn and relearn right now in this time of transition, a post-pandemic transition. It's a good time to set aside time to take stock and inventory to see what things need improving and changing and make a plan. It's a good time to get more rest and pray more. Healing is a process. Living and doing life is a skill. It's okay to start over at any time. For me, I decided to make some changes recently to hire a babysitter. That's really been helping both me and my kids. I decided to get some help from a counselor, a good Christian counselor. I decided to read some books to help myself with navigating through this time. I decided to spend a little extra time in prayer, and I also decided to seek some medical help. I haven't been to the doctor in a while. Maybe some of you can relate to that. It was not really a time you really wanted to go to the doctor unless you really had to. I found that some of my vitamin levels were low, and I've been addressing hormone imbalances and different things like that, and it's going to take some time to heal. But it's important that I take care of myself and help myself rejuvenate and replenish and get healthy and well again, so we can in this time. And it's okay, and it's good, and it's important to do that. And I'm excited for what God has ahead in life, and I'm thankful for Him bringing us through all that He has done and will do with this time. I am so grateful that He is the ray of sunshine that that I need, that we all need. And when we ask Him, He's there to pour His light into our darkness, like that warm sunshine on our faces in the summer sitting by the beach. And He is there to fill us with peace, and He understands what we're going through. Praise God. And I'm here to say I understand too, and I love you, and I am proud of you, Mama. And let's together give God our ouchy spots and tell Him what they are, and let Him kiss our boo-boos, open up with Him and be real with Him and ourselves and each other, our trusted friends, not feel bad about it at all. This very acknowledgement is what is so great about you, and I'm proud of myself for this too. It's why we will triumph, Mamas. There ain't nothing God can't redeem today. And girl, I need to hear these words right now myself. There is nothing God can't redeem in my life or your life. It sounds a little funny, but this is why I podcast. It's something to be said about hearing out loud the things that I need to hear and think about, really helps me. It also really helps to have a great gal pal like Stephanie and the other amazing sisters here to tell us when we have trouble telling ourselves. Thanks for being these women to us. We love you all so, so much. You matter. You are worthy. Take care. Stay calm. Pray and post Timic on.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed that dose of sunshine with Kate. May it bless your day. May your day be full of joy and Jesus. And I will chat with you soon. Thanks for being here. Bye for now.